This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Police say a pastor shot his wife at a hotel in Macomb, Mississippi, Wednesday night. The incident occurred at the Hampton Inn on Interstate 55 off Cheyenne Drive. Macomb Police Chief Juan Cloy told the news outlet Associated Press that two people were shot and were married to one another. The victim, Gabrielle Purnell, and her husband, the alleged suspect, Danny Purnell Jr., were both taken to the hospital. Their conditions were unknown. Police say Mr. Purnell shot himself after shooting his wife. Purnell is the pastor of the Bright Morning Star Missionary Baptist Church in Pineville, Louisiana. Purnell also was a former deputy. LSU has lost a lot of football games. It happened yesterday. The NCAA's drawn-out investigation into LSU basketball and football for recruiting violations and impermissible benefits is done. Both programs have now been put on a 3-year probation, but no future postseason bans. Tiger Rag editor Todd Horn says the punishment is light.
It's a literal slap on the wrist. Aside from having to vacate football, 37 wins from 2012 to 2015, that's kind of a blow to the ego.
The Tigers vacating 37 football victories between 2012 and 2015 revolves around a booster paying a former offensive tackle, Vidal Alexander's father. Former basketball coach Will Wade, who was front and center in the nationwide recruiting scandal and currently coaching at McNeese, received a 10-game suspension. Horn says McNeese already planned to suspend him for the first 5 games.
This is a 10-game suspension and a 2-year show cause. So basically 5 additional games that he has to be suspended. And in the 2-year show cause, which basically means they have to report to the NCAA that Will's being a good boy every 6 months for 2 years.
Horton says the conclusion of the investigation removes a dark cloud hanging over the head of current LSU basketball coach Matt McMahon.
He had a pretty good recruiting year, was very successful in the transfer portal this year, but it was definitely a challenge for him. I think it's going to be a different story moving forward.
The programs also face a fine of a 0.5% average of their men's basketball and football budgets. The 3-year probation for both teams begins in September. This is 90.3 KEDM Monroe, listener-supported public radio.